Standing alone in a French field after demanding to exit the car during yet another argument with her husband, Susan Piver heard an inner voice. Begin at the beginning. At the beginning are four noble truths. This moment of clarity transformed her understanding of love, inspiring her to apply Buddhist wisdom to modern relationships. What emerged wasn't just another set of relationship tips, but a revolutionary framework that acknowledges a fundamental truth most of us miss: relationships aren't supposed to be stable. The very instability we fight against is actually the fertile ground where love grows. Think about it. How many times have you wondered if relationship difficulties meant something was wrong? We've been conditioned to believe that the right relationship should feel consistently comfortable and that problems indicate failure. But what if the opposite is true? What if the challenges, uncertainties, and constant changes are not bugs in the system, but essential features of authentic connection? Remember that intoxicating feeling of falling in love? Colors seem brighter, and mundane activities take on a magical quality. This biochemical cocktail transports us to Planet Awesome, a temporary euphoria lasting from months to about 2 years. But here's our confusion. We mistake this initial love affair for the relationship itself. Love affairs happen in the clouds. Relationships happen on Earth. While love affairs center on discovery and excitement, relationships involve discussing bills, negotiating chores, managing different sleep schedules, and navigating family dynamics. Media perpetuates this confusion by ending stories at the wedding or first kiss, rarely showing the complex work of building partnership. Anyone can fall in love. It happens automatically and requires no skill. Building a relationship means entering what Piver calls the world's most complex party, the party of two. The disappointment we feel when relationships become challenging isn't a sign something's wrong. It's the natural consequence of confusing these fundamentally different experiences. Only when we stop expecting relationships to be extended love affairs can we access their unique powers: the deep warmth of familiar touch, the solace of being truly known, and a connection that blurs the boundaries between individuals. The Buddha's original Four Noble Truths follow a medical diagnostic pattern, identifying a symptom, diagnosing its cause, establishing healing is possible, and prescribing treatment. Piver adapts this wisdom to relationships. 1. Relationships never stabilize. When you solve one problem, another arises. Relationships are living entities that constantly evolve, naturally cycling through harmony and discord. 2. Expecting relationships to be stable makes them unstable. Our attempts to eliminate problems create more suffering. Demanding certainty from inherently uncertain connections generates anxiety and disappointment. 3. Meeting the instability together is love. Authentic relationships involve riding waves of connection and disconnection as a team. True intimacy emerges from facing difficulties together. 4. There is a path to liberation through specific practices. This involves mindful communication, emotional awareness, and cultivating presence through uncertainty. This framework doesn't promise to eliminate difficulties, it presents a revolutionary perspective. Relationships aren't meant to make us perpetually comfortable, but to wake us up to life's fullness and teach us to love more deeply. Have you ever noticed how relationships seem to cycle through periods of closeness and distance? This isn't a flaw, it's their nature. From first date jitters to the settled rhythms of long-term partnership, relationships exist in constant flux, like waves on an ocean. When facing relationship instability, we typically respond in three unhelpful ways: desperate reassurance seeking, passion, lashing out, aggression, or numbing through distractions, ignorance. All three represent masks worn by fear: fear of abandonment, inadequacy, or loss of control. The fourth option, meeting fear directly, creates space for genuine intimacy by relaxing with difficult emotions rather than fighting them. Rather than seeking comfort, the most loving gesture is tolerating your own discomfort, recognizing feelings without attaching to the story they tell, ceasing threats about consequences if your partner doesn't change, and allowing space for both connection and separation. This edge of discomfort keeps us awake in love, opening to brilliance while accepting the natural ebb and flow of intimate relationships. We project mental movies about what relationships should look like onto our partners, creating elaborate fantasies about how they should behave, speak, and express love. This romantic materialism tells us finding the one will protect us from suffering, and that relationships should follow specific scripts based on movies, books, or cultural ideals. Signs you're trapped in your script include having the same arguments with different partners, interpreting normal relationship fluctuations as catastrophic signs, feeling constantly disappointed despite having caring partners, and focusing more on what's missing than what's present. True love means choosing between your vision and the actual person over and over, releasing your agenda and opening to them as they are. This requires constant vigilance to notice when we're imposing our expectations rather than seeing our partner clearly. The Buddhist view shifts emphasis from getting love to giving it. When we say we're looking for love, we often mean we're seeking safety and security. Yet the moment we try to make love safe and controllable, it ceases to be love and becomes another form of materialism. Though relationships are sought for ease, they're actually life's most difficult arena. The container principle offers help. The environment you establish influences outcomes. Just as meditation feels different in a temple versus a bus, the space where your relationship takes place affects the relationship itself. 5 ordinary steps can transform everyday life into a container for deeper connection. Clean up your shared space, dress with care, share food together with delight, spend time enjoying each other's good qualities, and experience the natural world together. These practices aren't superficial, they're foundational to creating an environment where love can flourish. The author recalls a teenage romance that taught her one of life's most profound lessons. When faced with an impossible choice between staying with her boyfriend or returning home to pursue her goals, her boyfriend demonstrated remarkable wisdom. "I love you more than I love us." This extraordinary statement illuminates the essence of genuine love, choosing the beloved's highest good over personal desires. There exists a sacred space where giving and receiving love become indistinguishable. Like the vast sky that contains both sunshine and storms without discrimination, a truly loving heart remains spacious enough to hold everything without resistance. This is the challenging yet rewarding path, holding sweetness and sorrow, rage and delight with equal presence. Every experience, whether blissful or painful, becomes integrated into love's path. True love requires strength, wisdom, and the courage to release our grip on what we hold dear, trusting that authentic connection transcends both physical presence and personal comfort.